Sherry Fitzpatrick, when Sherry's Berries was brand new and down the street from this radio station where we're recording this podcast, seems like just the other day.
You could throw a stone.
Yeah, and I think those of us who live here in Sacramento didn't realize until later that we just thought you were our berry person, but you were the first person to have a national chocolate-dipped fruit distribution in the country.
Yeah, nobody had ever sent a chocolate-dipped strawberry to anybody as a gift before. I mean, they were dipping them before I was even born in fancy hotels, you know, but no one had, it had always just been a confection. And so I took my hobby. I love to give gifts and always love to bake and
But it's one thing to dip stuff, you know, in Oregon and you with your grandma's recipe. It's a whole other thing to start a company and take it from a card table in your Sacramento apartment.
See, I did do my homework, girl.
Yeah, Fulton Avenue.
Right?
What's that called? River, the condos there.
I don't know.
River, people know what it is. Anyway.
So when did you know it was, this is a long story with ups and downs,
God,
folks.
Painful,
but and there still is a Sherry's Berries, but I saw this article and it made my heart break. There's no Sherry at Sherry's Berries.
Never, no. more. Total,
so when did you go from a leap from delivering berries around Sacramento to what it came to be and how?
Wow, you know what? I actually wrote a book on it.
Yes, buried, B-E-R-R-I-E-D,
buried in chocolate.
Buried in chocolate.
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time I told my story, I'd be retired already, you know. But I followed my high school sweetheart here to Sacramento. I'm from Southern Oregon. I'm born and raised there. And I was destined to sell strawberries for a living. My dad always had a garden, and he had a strawberry patch for me in it. And that's where my love affair with berries began. And later in life, when I was 20, I moved to Los Angeles for 4.5 years where I was a mortgage broker for my stepbrother. And my sister-in-law is an amazing cook and caterer, and she's the one that introduced me to the concept of dipping my beloved berries in chocolate. And then the rest is this history. I ended up loving doing the berries more than mortgage loans. I actually thought you had to have a prestigious job title, you know, to make big bucks and be real successful. And so then I actually moved to Reno, get a little closer to home, and became a stockbroker there. Got my Series 6 and 7 and was a licensed stockbroker for, and I hated it, man. I hated it, but I still bring my berries when I did my events, and somebody one day said, "You mean you can make these chocolate things and you're doing this?" And that was like my aha moment.
Yeah.
So I just started dinking around and experimenting with, would you pay $35 for a basket of these 12 berries? Like I take these realtors and serve at my, investment classes. And so anyways, I moved to Sacramento. My high school sweetheart, this guy named Clay Fitzpatrick, had moved to Sacramento, and for all the guys listening, he would tell you I was stalking him, but whatever. So I came to Sacramento, and I turned my passion and hobby into a business. I think I gave away more the first year than I sold. I got a $1,500 cash advance at Safe Credit Union on Watt Avenue. And I got a card table out at Denio's, and I just got little bits of stuff. And, I called my chocolate distributor and said, can I just buy 200 pounds instead of 500? I'll make it worth your while if I can just buy 200 for my first order. And, I mean, I can't imagine how many tons and tons and thousands of tons, have been bought since then. But anyways, I just started pounding the pavement, was a one-woman band for a couple of years. And then I got my first store. I was scared to death. Man, I remember painting the walls. No one's going to come. First Valentine's Day line down.
Yep.
People were pulling. There was TV cameras. People were pulling over to see what people were pulling over about.
And how did
it was
you,
crazy.
How did you fill the orders?
Did you
run out?
Valentine's Day used to ruin my life. I mean, ruin. Yeah. I dreaded it. You know, I was usually pregnant or just had a baby, too. Had three sons during that time. And in my ninth year, business was booming. We're having 35% increases every year over year, same store sales. We had three stores, a factory, and I was overwhelmed. I had two little boys, a third one on the way, and the internet was new. And I'm a berry dipper, you know. I don't know anything about the internet, but I want to take advantage of it and learn. And so I was so excited when a young tech-minded, entrepreneurial lawyer approached me with a deal of a lifetime. And I went all in immediately without doing my due diligence. I'm not a schoolgirl. I didn't know anything about the 51% rule, and I was set up to just fail. So for 10 years, 10 difficult years, I was just chipped away at and bullied and lost control of the company. Fell under that 51%, and overnight, the board of directors and the CEO at the time, who was another just greedy accountant guy, sold it off for pennies on the dollar with him to get a big presidential gig with Pro Flowers in San Diego to get the deal for them. And then they failed. They had it for a few years, and they failed. Pro Flowers totally failed. And they and all their brands like Sherry's Berries were sold off to FTD out of Chicago about 4 years ago. And then when FTD is like 100-something years old, right? And their stock was like at $37 a share when they acquired Sherry's Berries. And a couple weeks ago, it got down to $1.98. They got it's going full circle, and there's more that I could even tell you, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, but it's just been a crazy, crazy story, and
So, what was that feeling when you had that? You had the aha moment when berries were going to be your life. Mm-hmm. What was the aha moment when you lost Sherry's Berries and they kept the name?
I grieved it like I lost one of my sons. I was, like I said, when I came in here today, I've been dormant for 8 years. It broke my heart.
So you've 8 years. You've been, look at you. No, it's live and it's raw, and she's still in tears, even though you have turned things around amazingly. So 8 years, and you are back. You've got this book called Buried in Chocolate.
Yes.
I feel like you wrote this a while ago.
I did. It's been published right after the company was, you know, the initial part of losing it. I got a book deal. I had a miracle on a trip to New York City with a gal that I consulted with to how to get a book deal because I started taking my speaking more seriously. And I was on so many panels with all these women, and everybody had a book except for me. Everybody had a book but me, and my story was better. So I thought, okay, I want to do it quick. I want a traditional book deal where it was in every Barnes & Noble overnight, nationwide. Somebody else paid for everything and edited it and made it beautiful in hardcover and made thousands of them. And I got a deal with Pelican Publishing, and they put me on a book tour. And then I started taking my speaking more seriously and doing research, and I was accepted into the National Speaking Association's Speakers Academy in San Francisco. I'm a 2013 grad, and they took my – I mean, I've been speaking at Sac State and Rotary Clubs and Chamber of Commerce's to push my berries for years, and I really love it. And I just wanted to be a berry dipper and have fun. And now God's given me this platform to encourage thousands of people a year to do what they love. Remember, life is short. Mm-hmm. We learn the most from our mistakes when times are hard. I learned that dipping strawberries in chocolate is not who I am. This is what I do. And that disappointments in life are unavoidable, but discouragement is a choice. And entrepreneurs are never quitters. Our character is built. We become stronger when shit's hitting the fan and we're in the ditch.
So we've talked about a couple of aha moments. When you were going to dip berries, when Sherry's Berries was taken away from you, and then you went into this deep, dark place.
Yeah.
And everybody's had that, and they're bigger and little, but when it's happening to you, it's all-encompassing. When did you decide, enough of this, and I have a voice to share, and you have buried in chocolate. You've got an empire coming back. But what was that? You know,
right.
What? I'm done. I'm done being sad.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, it was a slow process, and it, you know, time does heal. And I have three boys that still needed me, and an amazing supporting husband. My faith got me through. I'm a Christian, and I don't know what I would do without God in my life, and the scripture that held me together. And, you know, knowledge of seeking wisdom and learning from our mistakes and growing. I mean, no one ever promised that life was going to be, you know, rosy. So, but I just, it was rough. But I read an article during this time of this woman who had done research on successful entrepreneurs in our country. And if there was any common denominators amongst them that maybe you wouldn't normally see. And the article said that the majority of all successful entrepreneurs in the United States had their biggest success right after their biggest failure. Mm. And that was proof to me that entrepreneurs are never quitters. And it's one day at a time. Mm-hmm. One day at a time, and again, my faith really got me through, and so that really helped. And then, you know, I am a damn good speaker. I am damn good, and I'm rocking. I've got an agent now, but you can book me direct, too, and on my website, and there's samples. But I love speaking and, you know, encouraging others. And so the other question you asked me, so I serve strawberries to the entire audience
when you
right
speak?
Before I take the stage. That's part of my gig. It's 45-minute, you know, entertainment, humor, very interactive with the audience, and it's a roller coaster ride of my story, you know, very emotional, heartfelt, and, you know, it's very relatable because of my mistakes and, you know, my imperfections are much more interesting than any achievements or thing, but I'm, you know, kind of raw around the edges and get very personal, and I'm relatable now. If this hadn't happened to me, who would want to be my audience? I'm up there going, yeah, it's so great and perfect and so fun, man, it's so easy. Who wants that? But they can relate. So people started asking me, how do we get berries from you? And I have to go, you can't. And then, you know, it's like that supply and demand. When somebody's asking, can you do this or do you have that? By about the third time, better figure out how to do that or have that because there's an opportunity there. So I started, I'd gotten over Sherry's berries. I learned all about unforgiveness.
Yes.
Unforgiveness does more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than the object on which it is poured. You've got to forgive in order to heal and move on. It's like an old boyfriend, man. You get over it. Got over it, moving on. So I never even looked at any other things. I was just doing my own thing again.
Have you ever been in touch with any of the people in the studio?
No, no. And I never had a non-compete, ever. That's the one thing I would not agree to because I've been dipping strawberries in my kitchen long before there were Sherry's berries, right? Don't even tell me. So I've never had a non-compete. By now, it would probably be over anyways. But anyway, so I launched Buried in Chocolate.
Buried,
which is
as
a title.
B-E-R-R-I-E-D, buried in chocolate.
Yeah. And if you spell it wrong, you still get there too. And if you just look up Sherry Fitzpatrick or Sherry's store, if you go to a website and there's no pictures of me or anything about me on it, you know you're at the wrong place. And it's so, that's the thing, Kat, it's so confusing. People hear me speak and then 2 years later go, hey, I ordered your berries. And because Sherry's Berries buys all the keywords. So when you go on Google and you put in Sherry Fitzpatrick or buried in chocolate, they come up and you order and you're, and okay, so the holidays are approaching.
Yes.
So please listen, everybody, because I am inundated, my staff and I are inundated, with emails, phone calls, letters. People find me and CC Sherry's Berries on it for me to help them.
And do you, I can only imagine that you say with grace, not in an unkind way. That
I do. No sour grapes, man. Yeah. No sour grapes, but there's no Sherry's Berries. It's confusing, but you've got to move over to Buried in Chocolate. You can find me at sherrystore.com. Mm-hmm. You can just go to my name, Sherry Fitzpatrick, and everything is there.
How does it feel? And I don't want to keep going back to this, but I did do I did do.
Okay, I'm over it, man.
No, you're over it. But so in 2018, 2019, you find, if you go online, complaints about Sherry's Berries, that they're fermented and they arrive at people's houses broken.
They're horrible.
And people still think it's your name, and it's not.
Yeah, they rip me. You should hear what people think. They say, Sherry must be laughing all the way to the bank, you know? And so you should hear the stuff, that horrible, horrible, I'm going to say it, that horrible radio guy, which is named, is it Jim Herr, Burr, something?
Oh. Jim, anyone?
Yeah, no, I'll find
anyway.
It for you. Anyway, horrible guy out there just saying, so anyway, I don't want to be sour grapes. I want to be positive, but come and find me before you order, not after you order, because you can look on their own Facebook. They can't keep the things down fast enough on their own Facebook page. You can see how they show up. They don't look like the pictures. It's total false advertising. They rip the green stems out. They're little. They're funky. They don't care. They go down a machine.
And this, we and don't get days in trouble for having this information on this podcast, right?
No, I don't think so.
For what?
Nope, I don't think so. This is
It's the truth. Go look on Facebook. And again, it just sometimes they're good, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful when I hear someone say they got them and they were good, because they just don't have the tea. They're different. Okay, maybe someone in New York City that's never had mine before, they don't know the difference. Mm-hmm. But people right here and down
Northern
the street
California.
And in Northern California that have had for 22 years, they were getting rocking perfect supply and demand. We would run out every year. Mm-hmm. So next holiday or next year, you order early. you know?
So Sherry Fitzpatrick has not let any grass grow under her feet. She's an inspirational speaker, buriedinchocolate.com. Sherry's book, Wine and Trips. We're looking at a bottle of wine dipped in chocolate, y'all.
Yes. I
show it to Kim.
I know. This is an interactive bottle of wine. Yeah, this is my award-winning All Estate Big Bull Red Barbera wine.
Dang.
This wine got Best of Show at the Pacific Rim Competition in San Diego a few years ago. And I live up in the wine country. We've been there 15 years and raised our boys and went in Rome.
Right.
So my wine is available regular or chocolate dipped.
And you can pair wines with chocolate?
It's dipped. Shrink-wrapped. People go, do you lick it off? Do you chew it off like a corn cob? It's like, no, okay, there's directions on the back.
Okay.
And there's a pull tab right here. See,
oh
pull
gosh.
Tab? And you unzip
Too
it.
Fun.
And the big cast of dark chocolate, just like on my berries.
Oh my
nice, big, thick, dark chocolate. Real chocolate, like you
goodness.
Remember, breaks off the bottle. And you compare it with the wine. One of my customers, he's a dentist. Dentists
love
are
it.
Like my biggest industry. I always tease them. They make their
I
own
love
clients.
It. Sure, but why not?
Yeah, but anyway, my customer says, Sherry, I love your new chocolate dip bottle of wine. You can wake up with a cavity and a hangover at the same time. Anyway,
those
Kim,
are beautiful.
Check that out. And
look
then,
at this.
Then today, my book, Buried in Chocolate, which again, it's a dozen chapters.
Does
like
it have chocolate on it?
Yes, my book,
There's a book
is available regular or chocolate dipped. My book,
I
love
the
innovation.
Seriously, the book is chocolate dipped.
The strawberries were just the first idea that they got.
Well,
so,
you've also got caramel apple wedges, the book, chocolate dipped grape clusters.
Okay, so
Missy.
I brought you guys some samples. So take one of these into Kim so you can have a sample.
So these are grapes?
So I'm leaving this with you.
Turn your mic on.
I'm leaving this with you.
This is crazy.
Oh my gosh, those are grapes? We'll share.
It's called Grapeful. Because I'm grateful to be here today.
Okay.
And you can ship these nationwide and tell somebody how grateful you are.
Oh, my God.
So I love chocolate-covered raisins. And these are chocolate-covered raisins before they're chocolate-covered raisins. But it's the entire cluster of seedless grapes. You pull them off already chocolate-dipped. They're dusted with edible gold, and they shimmer.
Well, we'll be taking pictures before
those are for you.
You are the best.
You girls to enjoy. And I just want to show you. They come in all different. Like, here's a white one.
Oh, my gosh.
Little, small. And you can tell somebody to have a great day if it's personal, you know.
I have a question. How long do those last? What's the shelf
life? Oh, an eternity.
Ten
days in your fridge.
Wow.
Yeah. So
in closing,
yes.
What would you tell, what is your takeaway from nowhere to amazing to, the deepest, darkest places to where you are now?
I know. Just never give up, man. And, you know, when you love, I just reiterate this, and it's in my book too, and it's a big part of when I speak. If you love what you do, then it's not so much like work, and your life becomes so much more fruitful. And then in my book, there's another chapter on mistakes. Remember, mistakes aren't so bad as long as you learn from them. And then I have a whole chapter on starting. Just start. Sometimes we have all these great ideas, but we just don't try it. And we don't want to be at the end of our life and go, what if? Just try it. Try it with your friends and family. Get some Vistaprint business cards and start trading it for other services and get it out there and just start. And I think about Wayne Gretzky, that famous hockey player. He says, you're always going to miss 100% of the shots you never take. So just start. Sometimes we don't know how to start. We're afraid to start. Or, especially today, we're afraid to put our idea out there because we think someone will steal it. So if it's that great of an idea, it's going to be great and just enjoy it. Look at all the burger places there are. There's places for everybody. And then, you know, I'd be a horrible entrepreneur if I didn't mention, you know, the holidays around the corner and make sure you order from the right girl. And then you'd ask me what's next. I'm always working on new things. Today I am getting my master's degree in leadership at William Jessup. And
Good
that's amazing because part of my story is that I never had any business education. My son graduated from William Jessup, a private Christian university out in Rockland. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. A couple of years ago with his degree in psychology. And I became very involved with the college. I was honored. President Jackson read my book, and I got to speak at chapel to 1,000. And then I've been speaking at the marketing classes, and I'm on the board of their new MBA program. So they started an MAL, which is a Master of Arts, with concentration in leadership, Christian leadership, learning to lead as Christ led. And and I was so embarrassed with my tail between my legs. I had to go, well, really, thank you, but I'm not a schoolgirl. And I don't have a bachelor's degree or anything. And he goes, you could have never learned behind a desk what you've learned over the last 22 years. And so they went to committee, and the university gave me an honorary bachelor's degree. So I had to try. I'm like the Michael Jordan of woo, woo, woo. And it's been so hard, but it's amazing. And then the content in it is massaging my heart to do some type of ministry. And it's too long to go into, but I'm going to leave you this today because I have a tie to Puerto Vallarta. I want to learn Spanish. I've spent a lot of time in Puerto Vallarta. I love it there. And God gave me these relationships to help I don't even know where I heard it or saw it online that there's children in Puerto Vallarta that live in the dump, and I had to see it for myself. So a year ago, I went down and got put right in touch with an amazing group, and 100% goes to these children. Not only are the children poor, and we need to break the chain of non-education so they're getting education so that they don't have to live in the dump and scour through trash all day to survive like they're all their, you know, families before them. But it's a respite for families that are poor that have a disabled child. We pick them up.
On top of
we have them all day long. We're teaching them to walk and to eat, you know, art. And it's amazing. It's like a big white palace, and it's called Casa Connor. So I'm working on that. And so my new ministry effort is called Boys and Berries.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a Boys and Berry, and the kids' faces are in the logo, and it's boysandberries.org. And then I had mentioned all our boys are growing up and leaving, and we've got a beautiful 5-acre estate, 5,000 square foot, beautiful property, and I'm turning it into a B&B.
Oh my gosh.
That's been my dream my whole life, and it's called Bed and Berries.
Bed and Berries.
Yeah, and so when you arrive, there's wine and chocolate.
When is it happening?
And it's beautiful.
When's
soon, within the next couple months.
We'll be guests.
It's going to be on Airbnb, and you can also add a chocolate experience with me, and I take you out and host you in my hood and Fair Play with beautiful wines and chocolate all day if you'd like to add, check that off. So when you stay at that B&B, it supports that B&B.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
And it all ties in together.
Okay. You're kind of fabulous. Thank you so much. No regrets, right?
Well, hindsight's always 20/20, right. Of course. I always think it'd be easier. But then look at all these lessons I wouldn't have learned.
Thanks so much for coming in. It's so
Thank
good
you,
to
Kat.
See you. We're going to go eat chocolate grapes now.
Yes,
gotta go.
Yes.
I'll take that wine.
Do the wine, too.